Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzie May and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. It is Wednesday. It is our first official Wednesday show. Man, it's crazy, Nizzy. Let's go. First of all, what's going on, Nizzy? How you feeling?
I feel like crap.
Oh, man, I should have. See, Nizzy always finds a way to, like, dampen my spirit. We have, like, a very important, informative show that we're going to get into tonight. And, but before we get into it, like I was saying, like, this is our first official Wednesday show. For those of you who have been following us, you know that we've been airing every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, ever since, like, the beginning of the year. Now we moved the show to Wednesday. So if you're listening, like, when you listen to the show, if you're listening, like, you might be listening to the archive show. You might be listening on iTunes or BTR or whatever, but if you're not listening live, then know that, the official day that we moved, in case you ever want to call in, is Wednesdays now. So we're Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We actually did our last Monday show was basically just an announcement saying that, you'll find it in the archives, just an announcement saying that we officially switched to Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time is the new official day. It's not temporary. It's permanent. We air on Wednesdays now, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with that said, we have a very serious, important, informative show that we're going to be getting into tonight. And it's the 9/11 tribute. We've been talking about doing this for a while. We've been talking about it. We had it planned at least, like a month in advance, Nizzy, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit on a different kind of show, but, yeah, we have talked about doing a show like this before. We really wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely touched on it on our first conspiracy theory show, that's for sure. And we touched on it on other shows, but not as much as we did on conspiracy theories. We had a good amount of focus on that, the whole 9/11 situation on our conspiracy theory show. So if you're listening and you haven't heard our conspiracy theory show, check it out. If you're listening on iTunes, just scroll down. It's definitely there. The show was titled Conspiracy Theories. We also had a part two, but we were talking about different stuff on part two. And if you're listening on BTR, scroll down. It was like last year. Forgot what month, but you can easily just go to blogtalkradio.com/payroll and, scroll down and you'll find it right there. And definitely take a listen. If you're someone who 9/11 means something to you and you hold it close to your heart like I do, like Nizzy does, then definitely take a listen to that show. See if you agree. See if you disagree. It's not about who's right, who's wrong. It's just about acknowledging the fact that this is a big part of United States history now. You know what I mean, Nizzy?
Yeah. It definitely is. I'm glad, like, we actually did a show about this because I haven't seen on Blog Talk that many shows have done anything with the 9/11. I think we're really the only ones that have done anything, within 9/11. I remember when it when it happened, I was, like, in eighth grade. Like, I don't even know exactly what happened until I got home. I remember I was in eighth grade, and we were at lunch, and they had, like, this big announcement, and they were like, you know, you're going home early. And I'm like, woo, yay! Didn't even care until and then they had, like, they brung up the TV, and they were showing us, like, what was going on. I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. And, like, at that time, I think my mom was out of town because my grandfather, he was sick, and she was out of town, and I was freaking out. That was scary. Like, I remember them showing us, like, you know, the two twin towers going down to the ground. That was crazy. I bet it was different if you were actually, like, living in New York.
Oh,
my goodness. Totally different experience. I could only imagine.
I couldn't even imagine. I mean, you can go easily go on YouTube or Google search, like, the 9/11 and see footage of New Yorkers as it was happening, like, interviews with, you know, the news crews and paramedics, police, everybody out there, like, while the building's on fire, while the building's collapsing, people talking about it after it collapsed. I mean, the whole thing, the whole nine. So, basically, the whole concept of this show is to acknowledge the heroes and the victims of 9/11. That's what this is really about. Like, acknowledge that thousands of people lost their lives on 9/11. Thousands of Americans. And thousands of innocent Americans. And there were a lot of people that were very heroic. The police, the firefighters, the paramedics, and even just regular citizens that were helping each other, that, you know, helped each other escape, people that helped people when they were trapped and when they were injured. A lot of people actually lost their lives helping other people. You know, and I think it's very important. This happened September 11th, 2001. Tomorrow will be September 11th, 2015. I said 14. You know.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, 13 years, man, and it still feels like almost yesterday to me, like. You know, I still remember where I was when it happened and everything. I was at work, and I remember somebody came in and said something about, like, a terrorist attack. And I'm like, huh? And I wasn't really paying attention. I'm like, a terrorist attack? Okay, whatever. I'm at work, you know. And then I got off early that day. I don't think it was because of 9/11, but it's been so long. I can't say for sure. I don't know if it was – I don't think it was that, like, oh, something crazy is happening, everybody's off. I think it was my time to get off. I think I just so happened to get off early that day. And I remember my homeboy who's locked up now, shout out to my homie. Shout out to my homie Black, you know. And he came through. And I think he met me at my job, and we went to the barbershop together. And the barbershop had a TV. And I seen it on TV, and I was like, huh? And I read the words on the screen, like, are you serious? And I still was like, it was just so much to grasp. I still was trying to understand. Then I talked to my mom, went to my mom's house, and she was telling me, like, what it happened so far. And I remember a lady saying something about, like, a building, like a plane crashed into a building. I was like, for real? Like, it just is so crazy to me. Like, the whole thing is still, it feels, that part felt like a dream. When I think back about it, still that part of it still feels like a dream. Like, the memory of it is like, it just didn't seem real. I mean, that's just not something that you can, your mind is just not, like, set up to be ready to hear something like that. And I'm watching I'm watching the news and I'm seeing the building on fire, and I'm like, man, this is crazy. And then, you know, I started tuning in on, you know, CNN and the networks that were, every network was talking about it, basically. And I didn't see it happen live when the second building collapsed, but I seen the footage of it because, you know, they kept replaying it, and I was like, it was just crazy. And did you see people actually jumping out of the window, like jumping, like, you know,
yep.
Like, you know, pretty much just saying, I'd rather go this way than that way. I'm not going out like that. I'd rather jump. And I'm like, man, when I think about that, it just...
I'd probably jump, too. I wouldn't want to die like that, being burnt alive. Hell no. I would jump, too. I ain't going out like that. That's a horrible way to die.
The whole thing, man, is just like, my whole thing is like, I'm like, we gotta do a show about this. Like, my thing is like that, you know, that memory has to stay relevant. We have to remember and acknowledge that. Like, we have to acknowledge those people that lost their lives and that risked their lives and that sacrificed their lives. Because that could have been us. Nizzy, if you lived in New York and you had a job at the World Trade Center and you had to be at work that day, you would have been there. And the only question is, what floor were you on? That's the only thing that would have decided if you made it or not, you know? Like, what floor were you on? If you were on, like, one of those top floors, you was done. The only way you made it out is if you were below the impact point and you got out the building before it collapsed. Because those buildings fell at free fall speeds, demolition style. So, I mean, you had literally seconds. What it took, I think, under 10 seconds for those buildings to collapse. It's crazy, man. And it's always going to like have a spot in my heart. You know what I mean? Like, I get emotional talking about that because
we should have had a, like, 9/11 victim on here. That would have been really good. That had somebody that actually experienced it and was actually there. Like,
oh yeah, well now you think about it while we're on air. That would have been cool to reach out. That would have been really dope. Yeah, because, like, you know, to hear it from someone who actually experienced it. I mean, we just experienced it from far away, from just watching on TV and stuff, and you still, like, feel it. You know what I mean? Like, man, it's like, and there's so many elements to it. Like, I mean, the plane that crashed in, what, Ohio, I think? And to this day, I think it's debated about, like, how it happened, what happened. You know, some people say that the people on the plane weren't going for it. You know, pretty much victims. The victims of the plane that was on the plane weren't going for it, and that they stood up and fought the terrorists back, and they ended up having a struggle over the controls, or somebody didn't know how to fly, whatever, and something happened, and they just the plane lost control and crashed. Like, they fought for control of the plane or something. That's one thing I heard. You know, there's a bunch of stories out there. And some people say that it got shot down so it wouldn't hit something that would risk more lives. And, I mean, you just have to, like, really go and research it yourself and, like, draw up your own analogy. Like, you know, like, you definitely need to research it and, like, you know, see how you feel about it once you do research. A lot of interesting factors out there. That's not, you know, it's definitely attainable. Like, it's, you know, as simple as Google searching or going on YouTube. I mean, you got, I think they were saying, like, it was just, like, it was really nothing left. Like, it was like, how can this plane had crashed here in this crash site and there be nothing left of it? Like, that's, like, impossible. Like, how?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm assuming that they never recovered a black box or anything. Like, that whole situation is just crazy.
they ain't going to recover nothing like that. That shit was a setup. I don't care what anybody says. That was a setup. Damn, people. They set us all up. And why did they pick New York is the thing. It's like, why did they pick New York? Out of all places, why New York? I don't get it.
Well, New York is, I think, I not 100% sure, but I want to say New York has the biggest population, like, as far as, like, all of the, because, you know, New York City got all the different boroughs, but, like, millions of people live in New York. And, you know, the towers are two skyscrapers that are two of the tallest buildings in the United States. And if you were going to have a target, I mean, something like the towers that holds that many people, each building, that was a huge target that was probably a lot easier to hit than smaller targets, smaller buildings, you know, and there's two of them and they're side by side. Man, it's just so many, you know, you almost get lost in your thoughts just trying to discuss this whole thing. It's so many elements to it. Like,
only
what about,
you.
what about the Pentagon and that whole situation and how, like, the wing print, you don't see a wing print and there's no signs really that an actual plane hit it, and all the surveillance footage was compensated by the feds or whoever, FBI, whatever.
And when you get it out, jeez.
This is so much stuff, and, you know, I'm just rewinding back. You know, the last time we did a show, all that stuff was newly fresh in my head because I had just finished researching.
I know.
And actually just finished watching all this stuff in different documentaries. I watched like 5 or 6 documentaries, so everything was fresh. Now I'm revisiting these dark moments, and I'm just trying to repaint those pictures in my head and all the stuff that I learned from research. I mean, like, why were the videos, surveillance videos, taken by law enforcement? Like, why till this day we don't have any clear angles or footage of what hit the Pentagon, and why is it no, like, print? Why was there no print of, like, the wings, like, hitting the building? Like, you know, like, why would you keep the evidence from the people as far as, like, the footage? I mean, we can clearly see the planes hitting the Twin Towers.
Why would they want to kill all them millions of people? I mean, there's a lot of questions. Like, why would they, I mean, what was the point in that? What was the point in killing all those people?
You said millions of people? You mean thousands? You said millions. But, yeah, though, man, like, I don't know, man. Like, people say that, a lot of people say that either a missile was shot at the Pentagon or a bomb was planted and exploded. I don't know, man. I just know, like, based on, research and experts talking about, like, you know, physics, basic laws of physics and all that good stuff, that there is no way that the plane that they said hit that Pentagon hit it, because it just would have been impossible for you to even maneuver a plane that big, that low to the ground, and accurately aim it at a target and fly it directly into the Pentagon. You know, and I'm not an engineer or a scientist, or I'm not, like, you know, a genius or nothing, but I don't think it takes many marbles to see that, you know, common sense is common sense, and, like, that's just no way that plane hit that Pentagon the way they said it, like, you know, so there's a number of things to factor in, man. Like, you have New Yorkers who were in the buildings at the time saying they heard explosions and they felt explosions and that people were injured, people were on fire before that were on the bottom floors before the towers even collapsed. And it's like, how can you, you know, like, how do you explain that? You know what I mean? So, like, this stuff has to be, like, discussed and not forgotten, because this stuff is real. And at the end of the day, it's like your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids are going to be going to school learning what, I mean, what the media says happened. But, I mean, come on, man. People deserve to know the truth. And people really deserve to not only know the truth, but deserve justice. The citizens
right.
deserve justice. I mean, we got all this other stuff going on, and, you know, things are bad, and there's bad things going on. But, like, the hottest story in the news right now is freaking Ray Rice. Ray Rice attacking his girlfriend.
He bitch-slapped his woman.
You know, it's his wife now, but it was his girlfriend. And, yeah, that was bad. That was bad. You feel me, Nizzy? Like, it was bad. It sends chills to you when you see it. At the same time, we don't know what's going on in their personal lives. We don't know. I said this on the show yesterday. I did NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. Like, you don't know. Like, maybe she smashed his brother, or she smashed her best friend, and he just found out. He was like, we don't know. Like, man, let them people do them, mind their business. You know, that's their business. But at the end of the day, she's supporting him, you know. And, you know, that whole thing got blown up, and Ray Rice lost his job and looked like he'll never play again. Yeah, that's what's going on with that. And that's, like, what the hot story is right now. And I understand it's a hot story and stuff. I think it's really exaggerated, and people should let them live their life and mind their business. Because she, at the end of the day, that's his wife now, and she's decided to marry him after the fact, and she's supporting him. But that's what's the hot story right now, right? But think about the stuff that's happening right now. Like, way more stuff that's way more crucial, like young men getting shot, killed in the middle of the street by law enforcement, all that stuff. You know, we had a whole show based on that. And then think about 9/11. Like, I don't care if it was 40 years ago. Like, how does that situation just, how does that chapter just close like that? There are people that are responsible for this stuff that are probably sitting right now in their probably mansions, just sitting there laughing, plotting another elaborate scheme. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like every person that was involved, like, should be hunted down and brought to justice. Like we're not satisfied. Like, how do you just do the citizens like that? Like, how do you just do the people like that? Like, how do you just, like, the American, like, you know, we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world. Like, how can something like that happen and people would just get away with it? Like, that's just keep it
the
real.
The government
real,
and all that
radio.
Is involved with it in some type of way. The government and all that is. We know that.
But, well, the thing about it, right, is, like, but we don't know exactly what branch of people. We don't know exactly who. It's all speculation, right? But what we can say, you know, we can't point fingers at exactly particular people. Well, people who have the right information probably can. I'll say, like, we, meaning like you and I, based on what we know, we can't say, oh, this group of people is responsible for that group. But we know that people that are connected definitely had input on that, you know, that is people that are responsible. Because at the end of the day, there's no way that those planes flew into those buildings and made them collapse like that, which means, and there's no way that you hear explosions on the lower floors of the buildings if the planes crash, like, dozens of feet above, and you hear explosions after the planes crash. Like, you can just, anybody that's listening that are feeding into the whole hype of conspiracy theories and cover-ups and, you know, like people just kind of just being whacked out of their mind, believing everything they hear, like, definitely do your research and listen to people that were there, like the interviews of people that were there at the time. Actual interviews of them on camera saying, we heard even firefighters. Remember, Nizzy, firefighters, we heard it. It was like demolition team or something. It's like boom, 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 boom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, come on. Like, people were saying, like, they were in the basement and they heard an explosion and people's bodies was flying in the air and people were scarred and, you know, injured. And some people were on fire. Like, are you kidding me? From upstairs? So the flames just, like, teleported to the bottom floor and just hit certain people? Like, I mean, come on. Obviously, there were bombs in that building. Like, how does that, the media not expose that, but you can expose, like, Ray Rice? I'm sorry,
why,
Ray Rice is, like, the perfect example.
That?
Like, you're exposing
when we,
him.
When we know
but,
that,
like, what about that?
You know, somebody higher than us is behind all of it. Why would they even put that out? You know, and that's the same reason for, you know, them not even having the evidence of the whole Pentagon. You know, why is that all of a sudden disappeared? Because they don't want us to know about any of it. They don't want us to know. They have some kind of thing going on where they had something going on. There was a reason, basically, for what they did. We don't really know why they did it. There was a reason for it. Why, I don't know why they would want to kill all them people. There was obviously a reason for it. Who knows? But they don't want us to know about it.
And my thing is, like, you got people that were there. You got New Yorkers that were outside the building that say they saw flames bust from the bottom of the building. Like, they, you know, they heard explosions. They seen explosions that were on the bottom floor. They seen people on fire on the bottom floors before the building collapsed. I mean, how did you even dispute that? I laugh at the whole conspiracy theory hype. And if you look it up online, on Wikipedia, 9/11 shows up as a conspiracy theory. Like, it's crazy. Like, the 9/11 conspiracy theory. Like, you know, they make sure that they want people to know, like, understand that and these people are whacked out of their minds and this is what they think happened. But it's like, almost funny. And it's like, I mean, the media is supposed to be the ones, like, that really should, like, you would expect the media to be for the people. But then once you really educate yourself and understand how the media operates and who are behind the media and stuff, then it's understandable how, like, things can get covered up. And the things that they want exposed can get exposed, and the things that need to be covered up stay covered up. And it's like, everybody trusts the media. Like, the media is, like, that one source that everybody turns to know what's going on. And, like, if you hear it on the news, people's minds are programmed to think, if you hear it on the news, it's true. If the reporter said it on the news, it's true. You know, when you know what I mean, Nizzy? Everybody believes.
Yeah.
Well, a good majority of people believe what everything the news team say, like, you know. So it's actually a brilliant way. I mean, sadly, it's a brilliant way to get agendas accomplished through media because people believe what they hear on the media. Prime example.
They do.
I mean, they really do. Like, how is it that another building collapsed, another Trade Center building collapsed, and they actually showed it? The footage is on TV and everything. Like, they show it. And then all of a sudden they just stopped talking about it. Like, no plane hit it, and it collapsed. You know what I mean? What was it, building four? It's been a while. I'm going to Google search it. I think it was, Nizzy, can you Google search that real quick? I know you're on your computer. Can you Google search that real quick? I want to say it was building four, but the building that collapsed on its own. Like, how does a building just collapse on its own? Like, all of a sudden, that building didn't even get... You're saying the other planes caused... The two planes caused the two trade centers to collapse. How did the other building collapse if it did not get hit by a plane? But it came down the same way, demolition style. Like, how? People were saying debris. They were saying debris from the other plane. We covered it. All this stuff, if you hear conspiracy theories that we did, like, you'll hear a lot of the stuff that we were saying on that show, we're saying now. But debris, they're saying debris came from the buildings onto the onto that building and then made it catch on fire and then it collapsed. And if you're someone who's familiar with physics or you ask an expert, someone that knows physics, or you just do research, you'll find that physics don't work that way. Like, buildings don't collapse because they're on fire. They don't just drop down to the ground. They don't just collapse demolition style. Know what I mean? Like, in order for buildings to collapse coming straight down at free fall speeds, it has to be an actual demolition.
The World Trade.
Like,
the
it has
World
to be
Trade
explosives,
Center?
Dynamite.
The World Trade Center?
Yeah, it was the Trade Center, but you know the other ones, Building 1 and 2 were World Trade Centers too. I think it was Building 4.
It was Building 7.
Oh, I said Building 4. It was Building 7, that's the one that collapsed?
Yes.
All right, I'm glad you searched that. I don't know why I thought it was Building 4 for some reason, but Building 7, okay, so yeah, Building 7, yeah, just collapsed on its own, like... I mean, that just goes to show you right there, like, why did that happen, and then it just stopped being talked about, and then that was that. Like, so explain to us, like, what happened? Like, how does that, all right, we know planes flew into buildings and those buildings collapsed. All right, that building collapsed. We seen it. We had not, like, you didn't do the Men in Black thing and erase our memories. We still know that happened. Like, how did you just stop talking about that, and that's that? Like, I couldn't have been a reporter during the 9/11 time. I would have quit. I would have been, man, I probably would have got off, man. I'd have been like, this is what I think. Man, I'd have been straight speaking out, and I probably wouldn't even be here talking about it now, man. For real. There's no way. I couldn't.
47 stories. 47 stories.
Just
that's
collapse.
How tall it was. 47 stories. And it just dropped. Footprint in smooth vertical motion.
Mm-hmm.
And it collapsed in less than 7 seconds.
Free fall speed. Free fall speed. That's what I'm saying. Like, demolition style, man. It's explosives, man. Like, that was brought down. So, once, you know, and I mean, of course, you got very smart people that's involved with, like, criminal investigations and stuff like that. People that, like, they could have got the top people, criminal investigation people out there. You know, this is something that happened to the people. You know what I mean? To the citizens of the United States. Like, you could have easily assembled the right people to, you know, investigate and found out what really happened. Like, you can't say what the explosives. You got to say who was responsible for the explosives, because there were explosives. Like, you would have to be, I'm going to try to be nice about it, very naive, very naive to think that there weren't explosives in both of Building 1, Building 2, and Building 7. You know, like, who was responsible? And a lot of information is out there if you really, I so strongly encourage people to do their research.
Yeah.
And, like, find out what's going on. Because this stuff has to be talked about and exposed. I don't care how many years ago it was. I mean, your kids are going to school probably being taught that Osama bin Laden accomplished all of this, and terrorists accurately flew the planes into the buildings, and that's what, you know, caused the collapse of the buildings when the planes flew into them. And they're being taught this, like, and that's just what happened. And then, we had to go to war to get revenge. We had to bomb Afghanistan. Next thing you know, we in Iraq. Holy freaking crap, man. A lot of people think that it was about oil. You need a reason to start a war. And, there's so much money in oil, and they wanted to take the oil from Iraq. I don't even freaking know. I don't even care, man. Like, it's the fact that it happened in... people aren't paying the price, but you can sit here and crucify Ray Rice. I'm sorry, Ray Rice is going to be my example for the whole show. Like, you know, or was like, you know, like I said, it's not like it's a light situation, right? I mean, yeah, you know, domestic violence is a serious problem. It should be. But how can we let, like, major stuff like that? 9/11 not the only thing that happened. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of stuff. But right now we're talking about 9/11. It's a bunch of stuff that happened that didn't get solved that's way bigger. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, every time you
they
turn around.
They don't worry about, like, celebrities and all that, and that's like the biggest news out there is celebrities. But like something like 9/11 and everything, every little detail of what happened doesn't get released. But you can, but what Mimi from Love and Hip Hop, her sex tape was like the biggest thing out there. Everybody, I mean, all the media had that out there. But when it's something like major like this that affects everybody, they don't release hardly anything. Like on this website, some of this stuff I didn't even know. Some of this stuff I had no clue. No clue, because they don't release it. Half of this stuff didn't release. Yeah, you have to, because you would be like very surprised as to what they never did tell you. They only tell you, like, little certain things. But they don't tell you the important things about it. Because then people are going to start questioning, like, where, you know, was the media really telling the truth about this? And this, well, why is this? And, you know, people are going to start asking questions. The more and more they release, the more and more people are going to start asking questions about it. And then who's going to be to blame for it? Then we're going to start figuring the assholes out and what they're trying to do to us.
I was sitting here, Nizzy. I gotta send you this link real quick. You got to read this. Like, what Wikipedia has listed for 9/11. I mean, just the fact alone. I mean, it's like I said, it really says it. I'm looking right now. It says 9/11 conspiracy theories. Don't just say 9/11. 9/11 conspiracy theories. In the second paragraph, the most prominent conspiracy theory is that the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building 7 World Trade Center were the result of a controlled demolition rather than structural failure due to impact and fire. They like, look at the watch, follow the watch, follow me. You are now getting sleepy. Very, very sleepy. Like, come on, you freaking kidding me, man? It's like such a insult to, like, it's like an insult to your intelligence. Like, I'm sorry, I got way too much pride, and I got way too much dignity and way too much common sense than to, like, feed into that crap. I mean, first of all, is like the 9/11 conspiracy theory. Like, basically you're saying, like, lies that people made up to build some hype just to have something to gossip about. Like, come on, man. People not explain that stuff, man. Like, come on, man. Like, you don't have to be. It's almost like the, like, it's like they're so cocky that they're almost ignorant. Like, they're so cocky that they don't realize that people aren't stupid. Like, I mean, you don't have to have a master's degree or a degree in psychology to realize a lot of it. A lot of this stuff is common freaking sense. Like, a 10-year-old could figure this stuff out. Like, it's crazy. Like how they just, like, as I guess they're just like, well, what are you really going to do about it? I mean, you see how they can assemble local law enforcement to, you know, basically bring military style weaponry to, you know, try to control the citizens when they're protesting, you know what I mean? Like, so it's almost like a, yeah, it's almost like a, well, yeah, some of you might, like, be on to it, but so what? What's going to happen? First of all, people ain't going to believe you. And even if people do believe you, what are you going to do? Because we have the power, and you can't stop it. Nobody's going to jail for this. Right. Nobody's getting exposed. You're not going to know who was planting the explosives in the buildings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Very, very,
like, I could talk about this. I could talk about this all night, like, literally.
Yes,
you know,
and everybody who ever is listening definitely got to get on Netflix
and watch the documentary about the 9/11. I'm telling you, it's still on there, too. And you definitely got to watch it. You would not believe just the stuff. You just not, and there's actual people that, you know, witnessed it, and they will tell you their experience and how they feel about it. It's really good. Like, I was shocked. I was very, very shocked. Even though in the beginning I felt asleep, but.
There's a lot of documentaries out there. They're always changing. Like, I'm on Netflix right now. I see a few. Not nearly as much as it was last year when we were.
It was a lot on there.
It was more. But then you can go on YouTube and find any of them. All you have to do is go to YouTube. If you are a person that likes to read, hey, Google search. If you need to actually hear it and see video footage, then go to YouTube. And, I mean, just do the research, man, because at the end of the day, this is a very touchy subject for me, because I feel like that could have easily been me working. Like, remember, I said I was at work during 9/11. What if my job was at the World Trade Center during 9/11? What if? I could have easily, I wouldn't be here having this conversation right now. You know what I mean? I feel some type of way about that. Like, we want justice. Like, no, man. Like, you can't just, like, no. Nah. We have a platform. We got this show. We're not going to, you know, just sit here and talk about what's going on Love and Hip Hop. You know, like, other stuff is cool. You know, like, you know, celebrity gossip, whatever, is fun. But at the end of the day, this stuff is important. This is the time to really use, you know, your outlet to let your voice be heard and to speak to the people. It's other people out there that probably feel like, well, I got this information, but nobody's going to believe me, so what's the point? Forget it. Like, no. If you're telling yourself that, no. Slap yourself right now. Snap out of it. Like, no. Like, you got people like me and Izzy and millions of other people that understand and know, and we ain't feeling it and we ain't with it, and I'm not going to my grave just sitting there just like, well, nah, this just must have been a conspiracy. There is no way that happened. Man, screw that. I'm passing that information to any and everybody, family, friends. It's up to you if you inherit it, is how you take it, but I'm passing information on. And just staying optimistic and hopeful that, you know, something will come out of this, out of us having this type of information and knowing that there are people that need to be brought to justice. And, like, something needs to happen. I don't care how many years ago it was. And that bull crap that they're going to be putting in the history books for the kids. Like, don't let your kids come home talking about, we learned about 9/11. Because there's kids now that are getting older that weren't even born or that were only babies when 9/11 happened. And now they had to learn this through schools. They're not on YouTube looking it up. Then they're learning what the school is teaching them. You think the schools are going to allow the kids to learn what we're talking about? You think they're going to allow that to be taught in class? You know how quick a teacher will probably lose his job talking about the stuff we're talking about? This is crucial, because who's to say if and when it'll happen again? And another conspiracy, another cover-up. The whole thing, it's funny, because, like, I mean, like, man.
What are you trying to say?
It's just funny. Like, it's funny. It's talking about conspiracy theories, and it's like, the whole thing is, like, the conspiracy is the fact that you're trying to program us to think that it didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't happen the way we've seen it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, Nizzy, just take over. Just. Let me get my thoughts together. Just let me get my thoughts together real quick, man. That stuff frustrated me, man, for real, man.
Because, oh, my goodness.
I don't like being, like, you know, I don't like when people, like, try to make you feel like you're stupid.
Well, I believe that one day somebody that actually witnessed the whole thing is going to speak up and say something about it and say, no, you know, this really did not happen the way the media states that it happened. This is what really happened. Like,
it just doesn't make sense of how they said it happened. It just does not make any sense at all. There were definitely bombs in there. I believe that to be foolish. To be foolish. I don't know what they had planned, if it was some kind of oil thing. I don't know, but that was stupid. Very, very stupid. Like, you killed thousands of people. You know, and people are still affected by it. And that people that did survive, they are really, really affected by that. I don't get what these people thought they were going to get out of this. Other than, you know, thousands of people losing family members. Because of what? That's just stupid to me. And who knows if they're going to try it again. Where, you know, maybe they might do it again. So it definitely is important for, you know, our kids, the new generation, to really understand what actually really did happen. Like, the whole truth. Not just, like, what the media tells you. But actually, like, Google it, YouTube it, do whatever. Get on Netflix and let them watch that documentary. And let them know what really, really happened. Because I'm telling you, I didn't even think that it was a conspiracy theory either. Like, I had no idea. I thought, you know, just like anybody else, you know, you see it on TV, you hear the media talking about it. It's like, oh, wow. Now, I really didn't think anything of it until I, like, did, you know, did some research, really did some research, and I was really shocked. Like, I was really shocked. And there's more conspiracy theories than just the 9/11. Like, there's more. You would not believe it. Like, it's so shocking. People really, really need to do their research. Really. Stop believing that everything that the media tells you. Because half of it's true and half of it is a lie. Really.
And at the end of the day, I just want to give a, you know, definitely a shout out to, like, the people who actually know what we're talking about, and that they use that, the people that use their outlets, you know, whether they have a talk radio show or a podcast, or they are involved in some type of media and they spoke out about it. There are people who have stepped up over the years, ever since it happened all the way up to now. And, like, you know, definitely shout out to the people. And as far as the victims, as far as, like, the families and the survivors, the family members of the deceased, the survivors, like, everybody that was involved, people that were there outside, just looking, all of that, like, you know, just my heart is with all of y'all. I'm sorry for the people that lost their loved ones, you know, the people that's no longer here with us, the every firefighter, police officer, paramedic, every brave citizen, every brave New Yorker that, you know, risked their life and maybe lost their life in the process trying to help people. And my heart goes out to everybody and their families, like, you know, definitely. I mean, 13 years in the making, the most important thing about this whole discussion is that we have not forgotten. I haven't forgotten. Nizzy hasn't forgotten. And, you know, we are definitely, you know, going to continue to just, like, just pass the word and definitely have discussions, teach as many people, make sure, you know, future generations are informed, all of that stuff, you know. Like, it's not, no. Like, it just, nah, man. I, like, at the end of the day, I got to know that when I leave here that I didn't, you know, I didn't just turn the other cheek when stuff happened. Just like, oh, well. Like, no, I care about the world. I care about the United States of America. You know, it ain't just about my family. My family could be the victims of a situation later on down the road. Like, stuff has long-term effects. And you, who's to say that it won't be your family at the wrong place at the wrong time? Next time something crazy happens. So it's really important, man. And I would just say, man, when it comes to the whole conspiracy theory thing, like, don't let nobody, that word should be removed. Like, that word shouldn't even have a meaning behind it. Like, it's so stupid. It's basically just telling you, it's like, that word to me stands for, like, okay, if you are a person that researches and digs into things and learns facts and don't disbelieve everything that you hear, that you're programmed to hear, then you're a conspiracy theorist, so you're a nutcase. So eliminate that terminology from your mind. And because it's stupid and it's like degrading. You know, it's insulting to your intelligence. It really does. Like, it's ridiculous. And that one term is like how a lot of people, how I could say have a conversation with people about 9/11, and they're like, oh, that's the conspiracy theory thing I heard about. Oh, yeah. Man, you believe those wackos, the people that came up with that stuff? And then now we get into this long 2-3 hour debate. You know what? I'm like this. If you can believe whatever you want, I'm not going to sit and try to continue to. I'm tired of, like, trying to impose my will on people to make them see, no, this not even debatable. It's common sense. Like, believe what you want. But I know there are people that are open-minded, people like Nizzy. Nizzy didn't. Like, Nizzy would have thought that, like, before I told Nizzy about this, she would have thought, like, yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. Like, you know, it don't, what? Nah, no way. Like, that's how Nizzy was responding when I first told her about it. But she was open-minded enough to do the research for herself. And after she did the research, she came back to me and said, oh, my goodness. And the rest is history. Ever since then, her whole perspective on it changed.
This is true. This is true. I was shocked. I was really, really shocked. I just couldn't believe it. Especially just seeing, like, the people that they were interviewing and all that, when they were talking, and I was just like, wow. Like, wow, you were right. Like, this is a conspiracy theory. Like, wow. Once you gather up all the information, not just, like, bits and pieces, you gather up everything, then it finally comes to you, like, wow. Like, this is a conspiracy theory. You know, they set us up. That's the first thing I said to my head.
No, it's a plot. No, it's like the conspiracy theory is what they want you to think. It's like it's actually real. That's what we want to, like, that's what it is. Like, see, it's so crazy it messes your mind up because it's like, what the heck is really a conspiracy theory? Like, you can't even, like, fully grasp it. Like, it's so stupid. Like, they want you to say it's a conspiracy theory, meaning it's not real. Like, it's a theory. Take this conspiracy. It's not even a theory. It's fact. It's fact. You know, it's just like, it is what it is. It's not a conspiracy theory. They want us to say it's a conspiracy theory. That's the reason why on Wikipedia it says 9/11 conspiracy theory, because that means you're a nutcase, basically, as you feed into that stuff. What a clever way to, like, hide things and blind people, like. I remember when a friend of mine came to me with a documentary. He was the first one to open my mind. And he was telling me about it. He's like, you know, that 9/11 stuff ain't really happening the way. I'm like, man, no way, man. Terrorists flew planes in the buildings. That's what happened. Now we getting our revenge back, and that's what it is. And I was like, you know, I wasn't, you know, really cheering the fact that we was bombing another country, but it was like, they did this to us, like, only, like, the bad people. I was like, man, they need, like, we need payback for this justice, you know, because everybody wants justice. And I actually went on ahead and watched the documentary, and I was like, wow, after that. And I started really thinking. And I started putting two and two together. I was like, no, that do make sense. But what I'm hearing on the media don't make sense. Like, hold up. Well, why they not digging deep like they are on this film? Man, the rest was just, once I started watching other ones, and I started researching stuff, and, you know, me being a person with, you know, not a college-educated person, nothing like that, but just a regular citizen with common sense, you know, my whole perspective just changed. And now I see things clear, and it's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, how does a passport, a passport or something, I think passport, one of the terrorist passports, like, that was in the building, it landed on the ground, and they found it. But they were in the plane, and the plane crashed into the building, but the passport didn't get disintegrated. Like, the passport was still well enough intact to see whose passport it was. Like, are you Nizzy, do that make sense to you? Like, I'm talking about from, like, a second grade level. If you were in the second grade right now, would that make sense to you?
No.
It's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, oh, man. If some of the stuff I said didn't make sense tonight, it's only because I know most of the stuff I'm saying is making sense, but, you know, I just get so amped up when it comes to this. Some of the stuff I might have said, I'm like, hold up, huh? Like, I might, because I'm so, like, just amped when I talk about it, I might say something that, like, actually was like, I might have used the terminology or something the wrong way. If I do that, excuse me, you know, I'm not ignorant. I'm just, like, in my feelings right now. You know what I mean? So y'all got to give me a pass when it comes to this type of topic, because I feel some type of way. Because I feel like if I go out there, I can go out there, and let's just say I get caught with some drugs, right? And let's say I get caught with, like, a lot of weight. Let's say I get caught with a couple pounds of this, a couple kilos of that. I might get 40 years in jail for that. They might probably be talking about me on TV and top story of the week. They're going to crush me. I mean, I'm going to get, like, probably spend the rest of my life in jail, all of that stuff. You know, and I know drugs ain't a good thing, but I'm just saying my whole life would be done. But people can come up with evil, wicked plot to kill thousands of Americans. It can still be around right now to talk about it and probably plotting the next scheme, the next scam. You know, like, who's to say, I mean, if you had something happen since then, like that, the whole bombing in Boston, I don't know what that was about. I haven't done the research, so I'm not going to really try to speak much on it because I don't, no, I'm not going to speak out of ignorance. I'm just saying, things have happened. And it's like, people that have done this are still, like, people that are responsible are alive and well and free right now. Like, anybody that was involved with 9/11 should be automatically sentenced to death. Like, not only should you be sentenced to death, like, I mean, 24 hours. You know how, like, Nizzy, people be on death row for, like, sometimes 10 years and all that crazy stuff?
Yeah.
Anybody that was involved or a part should be sentenced to death, like, 24 hours. Like, you got 24 hours.
No,
like, get ready, take your shower, have your last meal. It's going down tomorrow. That's how strongly I feel about that. Because y'all will fry me. I will get fried for just... I will get fried for just... What was that, Nizzy?
It was a higher power, though, you know, that nothing is really going to happen. Everything's been covered up. Nobody's ever going to know about it. So that's most likely not going to happen, ever.
I feel like people that sign up to be involved in media, it's like they're selling their souls.
Because they are.
Like, if you ain't really for justice and really for the people, if, like, something like 9/11 can happen and you can, like, just ignore factors that really come into play and that many people died and you just like, oh, we can't talk about this, I might lose my job, all right, cool. It's like they, you know, people sold that. I know I would have lost my job. There's no way. I'd have been like, no. Let's talk about, I don't care what my supervisor or superior told me to talk about and not talk about during 9/11. No, let's go back to about building. Let's talk about Building 7 again. And they sitting there, sending the signals, waving their hands like, no, from behind the camera. And I'm like, nope, I'm doing it. I know I'm about to lose my job. But at the end of the day, I know it's the right thing. And I know at the end of the day that, you know, this is what I'm – This is why I had this job. This right here, this moment right here is the reason I had this job, to use this outlet to really talk to the people. Like, that's how I would feel. That's how I would handle that situation. Like, it's no way. Like, it's no way you're not programming me to, no, you're not. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm not being a part of evil. Like, I'm not. I'm not going to, like, assist you in getting away with, like, murdering that many people. Like, no. But I will get fried. I will get fried for, like I said, like getting caught with drugs or something. Like, I would get fried. They will fry me alive, especially a black man. What? They're going to fry me, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fried. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Like, or tax fraud. Oh, man, let me not pay. Let it be a situation where you ain't pay your taxes and you're making a little bit of money. You living comfortable. You might be worth a mil or something. Not even that. Maybe $300,000 or something, whatever. And you ain't pay your taxes, man. They're going to fry me, man. I'm going to do, like, probably 8-10 years in jail, like. You know what I mean, Izzy? I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah, you will.
But people that could be part of, like, something like 9/11 and, like, still around. Like, it's crazy, man. People are still around right now. Like, somebody, like, people put, like, those explosives in the building. What happened? Like, how can we? You know what? It's break time. Let's go to break because I will just keep running my mouth. We're not done yet, man. This is going to end early tonight, but no, we're going to end up probably doing a full show, man. We need to take a break, you know. Oosah. Calm my nerves a little bit, come back, and finish just speaking truth and speaking to the people and just calling it how we seeing it, you know what I mean? Calling it how we see it, putting the word out there, and just keeping it real here on It's Real Talk Radio. It's break time. Y'all don't go nowhere. We will be back. We are not done. It's Real Talk Radio, y'all. We'll be right back.
I'm the one that y'all pissed at. Yo, I get that they boyfriend tryna hit that. I can up my IG, nigga, where your bitch at? But I'm a mama, I'm with the drama, girl. I'm with that thick with the bony bitches, boy. Get they rib cracked. I'm with the homies you wanted, boy. Come and get that a dime smoking on quarter, boy. Ain't got no knickknacks. I flip my head to get my head, boy. That's a get back. Shit track ran in my head, boy. You need to quit that. Been twisting up my curls, boy. It's all been tip back and it's on me and I'm rare, boy. This is where I live at. Dressed to kill, murder with no effort. All the extra shooting Texas. I'm just guessing, all the sex that you're seeing when I hop out of the Lexus. Women jockeying, niggas squawking, it's the battle of the sexes. 7 inches, strutting, stomping, looking down on all my exes. I'm just messing, now I'm flexing, who I'm fooling, boy I'm flexing. Ratchet better swerve on if I hear you out here talking reckless. Ask the baddest, I'm the baddest, ain't no lie, I must confess it. Keeping balance, eating salad, I'm a thousand with the dresses. Keep the stones up in my watch, so I tattooed it on my necklace. What? What? Park the foreign in the front.
She did that.
Put the heels on the gun.
She did that.
Roll exotic in my blood.
She did that.
welcome everybody. Welcome back. We're back from break. And the song that you heard was She Did That by Vicky Shakespeare and Bomb Threat by Too Real. And with that said, man, it's time to just get right back into it. At the end of the day, you know what's crazy? Like, I really didn't plan on actually getting really this deep into it because, like, we talk about a lot of the stuff that we're talking about now. We did talk about on conspiracy theories, but it was, you know, we had other stuff to talk about too, so we didn't give it this much focus, but we was talking about a lot of the same things. But it's almost, like, inevitable. Like, I can't not get into that once I start. I really want to focus on the victims, like, just I'm going to put that out there, like, for those who, like, believe it or not, there's still people out there that don't even know that 9/11 was, like, staged. And, like, as shocking as that may sound to the people that do know, there's people out there that still don't know. I want to make sure I put that out there and, you know, speak on any possible factors that I can think of just to make sure I'm doing my part. And really, I really want, like, you know, to just reach out to the people, though. Like, you know, I just want, you know, the people to know that, like, you know, there are people out there like us who, you know, are rocking with you and understand, like, you feel your pain, like, as far as, like, people that have been victimized. And just remembering the heroes, like, man, these people, like, I can't even explain, like, what's, like, you really risk your life to save innocent people and buildings on fire, and you're still going in and trying to help people get out. That is bravery at its finest. You know what I mean, Izzy?
It is, most definitely. I don't know how anybody could do that. Like, you're risking yourself just going in there. That takes a lot of courage. I could not do that.
These people deserve to be acknowledged, and that's what this is really about, remembering, you know what I mean? Remembering the people, like, remembering the bravery of the people, remembering that there are good people in this world. Like, there are evil people, like the people that helped set up 9/11, but there are good-hearted people, the people that risk their lives, the people that lost their lives on 9/11 for the sake of the people. We are the people, every last one of us. Some of y'all need to, some of these people in this world, Nizzy, and in this country, just need to be on their own island. Like, people that represent evil, I mean, we all got our good days and our bad days, but, I mean, point blank evil, like, they should just be on their own island. You know what I mean? Because there's no space here for that. Like, the world could be a much better place if the evilness was separated. And if you are evil and you're classified as an evil person, you get sent away to this remote island somewhere. Like, you get kicked out of the States. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously. And the people that, the people that are classified as evil, man, need to go, man. People that are responsible for, you know, I mean, everything. Even, I mean, the people that, the knuckleheads that shoot the block up, they need to go. The people that's infecting the community with stuff like, you know, like guns, you know, drugs. We're not talking about weed. Weed ain't hurting nobody. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, crack, cocaine, stuff like that. They need to go. I'm sorry. Like, I think that, you know, I think those, like, certain, like, people who, because it's crazy, though. It's like a double-edged sword. Like, because sometimes, like, people are forced, like, the whole thing about trying to get a job and a career is crazy. So in one sense, you kind of understand how some people end up, well, I got to, what else am I going to do? But then on the other hand, it's like, but it's affecting the community. I'm not going to say, you know what? I'm not going to say that people that are, like, selling drugs are evil. You know, I'm not going to say that. I take that back. not evil, but the ones that are like, yes, I'm going to be a drug dealer. If you get in my way, I'm going to off you. That's evil. You know what I mean? If your plan is to just really continue selling drugs and continue to affect the community and you don't care because it's only about survival and for you and maybe your family to screw everybody else, now that's evil thought process. If it's, man, I just got to pay these bills, and as soon as I can find a job, I'm so out of this drug game. I can understand that. And not, you know, not to commend it, but it's like, it's different. It's a different situation. You know what I mean? Evil is evil, and there's no place here for that. Like, evil people shouldn't be, like, the way, I feel like the way society is set up, like, there has to be a better, like, it just has to, we have to make improvements. We have to make adjustments. Like, people are going to be people, and that's just how life goes. But at the same time, like, it has to be, like, more justice has to be served. You know what I mean, Izzy? Like, nobody should be able to get away with, like some of the stuff they get away with. You know what I mean? Like, there are people that are on the streets right now that should not be on the streets. That are, like, a terror. Like, how do you have, like, 20 charges on your record and most of them are violent and you're still around? Like, no, like, get that, send that person away. Like, get them out of here. Like,
And then once they kill somebody, then they get locked up. But you already have all these 20 charges on them already. Why didn't they get locked up in the first place? After the second, the third charge, like, what the hell? That's why there's so much, you know, craziness going on in the world.
Pedophiles
and all that.
Yeah, I mean, the jails are getting overpopulated. That's why I'm saying, all right, screw it. I mean, for instance, this dude did a drive-by and killed somebody and injured three other people, you know, and he might have got, I don't know, X amount of time. He might have ended up doing 15 years out of whatever he got, and he's back home. No, send him away. That little island over there in South America or, you know, wherever, I don't care. Like, create an island. Make a new island. Like, get them out of here. You know what I mean? Seriously. Like, the people that are involved with wickedness, like those evil, crooked, wicked police that's going around killing people, shooting, gunning down people for no reason just because they're the police and they can get away with it. Evil. Get them out of here. Send them to that island. Yeah, you can be a police over there in that island away from the state. She's like, yeah. Y'all can, matter of fact, y'all start your own civilization. Like, literally, get them out of here. I think people should be able to really get kicked out of the United States. I'm sorry. Like, because it's just ridiculous. Like, people that's involved with 9/11, the massacre of that many people, like, first of all, they need to, like, justice needs to happen. They need to reopen it and investigate, and whoever they can nail them. But they need to get sentenced to death. They don't even need to get sent away. They need to get sentenced to death. But I feel like there needs to be, like, more death sentences for, like, evil people. Like, no, screw that. Every state in the country should offer the death penalty depending on what your crime was. You know what I mean? And you should be able to get kicked out of the states before you actually, you know what I mean, do something that way. You can go, all right, we got to get you death now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not enough jails to be able to hold people, so it's like, as long as you're keeping these people alive, it's like the jail's going to get overpopulated. Man, kick these people out, man. Kick them out. I don't care if you're a United States citizen. You got to get the hell out of here. For real, man. Something has to happen. We can't keep living the way we're living. We can't allow these wicked people. Like, we shouldn't be afraid. Like, you shouldn't have to be afraid as a United States citizen. Like, you shouldn't have to be afraid about this person, like, this knucklehead, this hoolum, this crazy redneck, whoever. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's one thing if a person's under the radar, ain't nothing you can do about that. But I'm saying that people that already have a reputation of this stuff, you know what I mean? Get them out of here, man. get them out of here. I'm sorry. And start sentencing the more death sentences, not only that, but why? How can a person be on death row for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20? No. Like, once is it, I feel like if it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, like, you got the weapon, you got the dead bodies, you got the weapon, I mean, you have the witnesses, you have everything you need, and you can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, like, this person is guilty. All right. We could sentence you to death, and then 15 years later, now they finally, nah, man. You should have, and you know what? 24 hours might be too easy. Like, mess with their heads. Give them a little more time. I say, like, 30 days. Not 30 days. Like, make them think about it for the next 30 days. You got to think about it every day. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't know. What you say, Nizzy? You think it should be 30 days or 24 hours? Which one you think? You think the fact that they got to think about it longer, or the fact that they got to know, like, it's going to happen right now? Oh, my goodness.
30
like,
days.
What do you think is more scary for the people?
30 days.
Make them think about it, huh?
Yeah. Torture them.
Right, but not 15 years. Like, the whole number of, like, you know, like, a quarter of your life. Like, dang, well, that's crazy, man. Like, we got to get it together, man. We got to do, like, people. And another thing, like these, officers of the law enforcement officers, have to be punished. Government officials that are involved in evilness have to be punished. And they not only have to be punished, if they're not going to get harsher punishments, at least the same as the rest of the citizens. I don't care if you're a police officer, you work for the FBI, the CIA. I don't care if you work for freaking NASA, man. I don't care. Like, everybody should be held accountable and to the same standards. If you're involved in evilness, you got to go. You know what I mean? Like, point blank.
Well, good luck with that, because that will never happen.
No. You never know, man. I mean, like, you know, hundreds of years ago, they would have never predicted that the world would be where it's at now. So, I mean, you never know, but you never lose hope. Like, you stay open-minded, you stay optimistic. The only thing we can all control is ourselves, our thoughts, and the knowledge that we have. You know, we can control passing it around. And, you know, one person is like one drop in a bucket. But when you connect to another person, and you start a chain reaction, and next thing you know, it goes from dozens to hundreds to thousands to millions. Now you have power, because there's power in numbers, and that's what it's all about. You know, remembering, not ignoring stuff. You know, I think a lot more people need to start their own talk radio shows. Truthfully speaking, it's really not that hard. A lot more people need to, like, because there's highly opinionated people out there that will probably make great hosts that can, like, you know, talk about really important stuff. And I'm not talking about love and hip-hop. I'm not
talking
about basketball
wives.
No. I'm talking about informative stuff like this, important stuff.
I doubt that they would talk about something like this.
We need that. It's people that will. Of course, a lot won't, but there's people that will. And there's still people out there that are mindful, people out there that love hearing information and want to reach the people like we are. And we, you know, like, I encourage you, if you listen to the show and you're a highly outspoken person, and you were, like, you know, a person that was on the debate team or should have been on the debate team, this talk radio thing is for you. You like having your voice being heard. You're popular on social media. Every time you leave a Facebook status, you got 30 comments and 70 likes. This is for you, man. This is the perfect way for you to create that outlet and have people, like, hearing out what you got to say. Like, you know, join BTR or, you know, get a podcast. You need more people speaking out and speaking truth. You know what I mean? And we need more people mindful. We need information passed around. You can't, like, you know, going to the grave with with information is not going to help anybody, including you, like. You know what I mean? Once you're gone, you're gone. Don't just go to the grave with the information. Pass it around. Let
right.
people know what's happening. You know what I mean, Nizzy?
Yep. Maybe one day, you know, blog talk is very, very big, so maybe one day we'll have more people on there that will, you know, talk about a lot of stuff like we do, important stuff. Like, we have a lot of good shows that, you know, that we did a lot of research on them. Hopefully one day.
Well, we're going to definitely, you know, just stay optimistic and just make sure we encourage people to, you know, listen, take the information, and see how you feel about it. And your opinion is your opinion. You can only respect that your opinion is your opinion. You know what I mean? But for the people that really do embrace it, and it's like, now I need more. It's almost like chocolate to Homer Simpson. Like, more, more, more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, once you get that information, you know what to do. You know what I mean? Pass that on down. Pass it to your kids, friends, family. You know what I mean? Definitely 9/11, the whole thing. No, I mean, we could sit here and do a 5-hour show about it, but at the end of the day, it's like, you need to, like, this is not enough time in one show to talk about everything. It's way too many factors. Like, what we said was just, like some of the main stuff, but it's still so much more. You know what I mean, Nizzy?
Yeah.
And you need to, like, understand this. You need to see all the documents, like, mad documentaries. You need to see the documentaries. You need to read the articles. You need to hear the victim's stories. See their interviews. You know what I mean? You need to understand that this is a part of United States history. You know what I mean? And it's not the proud part of the moment is the fact that people were heroic. But the fact that there were evil people that turned their back on their own people to help allow this to happen, to, I don't know if it really was the start of war. I can't say that for sure. I know that's one of the things that's being said. And you know, it's nothing to counter that, so who's to say? You know what I mean, Nizzy?
Yep. Yep, definitely. Like, everybody should definitely do, like, their research and look into this whole 9/11 thing. Because, I mean, just listening to us, you probably wouldn't believe it until you actually see it for yourself. It's real. It definitely did happen. And you just gonna have to see it for yourself. And you, believe it or not, you would definitely be shocked. Definitely. Because I was just like anybody else thinking, you know, what the media said was that's what happened. Until, you know, I did my research and found it all out. It's a big shocker. You just have to see it for yourself. It's a big shocker. That's all I can really say. You have to do your research. And definitely, you know, once you do your research and you see it for yourself, you know, make sure you show your kids. Because your kids need to know the truth as well. You know, the teachers and the schools, they're not going to teach them what really, really did happen. They're only going to tell them just what the media tells them. You know, make sure you show them the documentaries and all that so they know what really did happen. It's important. I know I'm going to be doing that.
And I commend you for that, and I commend anybody that does it. And I highly encourage it. You know, pass the word, learn the information, see how you feel, pass the word, educate yourself, man. You know, when it comes to, like, definitely 9/11 and other things that's going on, too, things aren't always as they say. 9/11 is just one example. It's a huge example, but it's one example. it's a lot of other stuff that's questionable that, you know, just check it out and see what you think. Form your own opinion. Do your own research. Don't feed into the hype. Don't disbelieve everything you hear on the news. You know, like, find out for yourself. Formulate your own opinion. Don't be a follower. You know what I mean? Like, don't be a follower. Like, you know, like, be a leader. Like, be someone that can, like, you know, wants to make a difference. Like, make an impact. You know, be independent. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing is, like, you always, like, the whole dream is, like, I'm going to grow up, and I'm going to become an adult, responsible, and I'm going to move out of my mom's house, and I'm going to have some kids and raise them right, and I'm going to be independent. I'm going to do my own thing. I ain't going to follow other people. Yes, that's not, like, you know, make sure you live by that. Like, don't be a hypocrite. Really do that. If you believe everything, if you're a grown man or a grown woman, you believe everything you hear on the news or everything you hear from gossip, you know, then you pretty much haven't fully grown up yet. Like, I hadn't fully grown up until not only, you know, moving out my mom's house, but so I was able to formulate my own opinion and do my own independent studies and researches myself. Now I've fully grown up mentally. You know what I mean, Nizzy? Because I don't follow the hype. You know, I have my own mind. And I know that I don't need school or anything to educate myself. You know what I mean? You got the library, you know, with a lot, tons of good books. Your local libraries, if you're big on reading, if you like to read like actual books. If you're not a book reader, I'm not going to lie, I'm not even a book reader. But I am a researcher that likes to go on the internet and read articles and hear interviews and stuff. And I just highly encourage you, do it. Like, you know, like when it comes to anything that you feel shaky, iffy about, don't just speak out of ignorance and speculation. Like, educate yourself. Education is more than just book smarts and having a degree. Like, street smarts are important, too, and understanding basic common sense in real-life situations and scenarios. Like, you know, knowing advanced math is nice for a career, but it ain't going to help you to know that I better not go into this neighborhood because they know for robbing and killing people around here. You need the common sense portion, too. It'll probably get you further than book smarts can ever get you. Educate yourselves, people. Educate yourselves. Do your own research. Understand. Try to make a, you know what I mean? I can go on and on. Yep. I'll just stop. I'll go on and on and on and on. I can't say nothing better to you than that. That's the most impactful thing I can ever say to you. Like, do your research. You know what I mean? Educate yourself. Be independent. Be a leader. Don't be a follower. You know what I mean? And don't rely on your media to, like, you know, it's cool to, like, find out the weather or the traffic. That's cool. Or to find out what's going on locally in your neighborhood as far as, like, who got locked up and if Lil Black shot Terrence from down the hill and that stuff. Like, yeah, but, I mean, on a broader scale, like, you know, that's when you want to, like, really start to kind of just branch off, do your own thing, do your own researches, your own studies, find out things, form your own opinion based on your own studies. You know what I mean? Like Nizzy said, definitely pass that information to your kids. Teach them how to be independent. Stuff they learn in school, make sure it's accurate. Like, I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to make sure my kids, like, the stuff they learn, all right, let me see. All right, that makes sense. Cool. If it don't make sense, hold on. Let me do my own independent research. All right, you know what? No, I disagree. Kids, this is why. Don't believe everything you hear. You know what I mean?
Yep, I agree.
And that's pretty much what it is, because I promise I will talk your heads off for the rest of the night. I know I said enough, and I said some stuff that's probably some of the most informative, impactful stuff I could have ever said to the listeners. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna just stop right there and just, before I pass it to Nizzy, just want to thank people for listening, tuning in, rocking with us, you know, and just let you know that you can listen to this show or any other show on iTunes. Just look us up on the iTunes store, type in It's Real Talk Radio, or, you know, know, because you might be listening to the show from a friend who downloaded it. You might not know exactly where to find us. Blog Talk Radio. You hear it on the outro too, but blogtalkradio.com/TReal. You go to our page and scroll down. Every show we ever did is on here. It never expires. You can hear any show. Check out the Conspiracy Theory show we did last year. A lot of stuff we talked about the night we covered on that show. Check us out, man. Hit us up. Hit us up, you know. You can hit us up on Facebook. It's Real Talk Radio. Like page, it's Real Talk Radio Family. Twitter, it's Real Radio MD. Or you can email us, it's realtalkradio@yahoo.com. And it's basically all the stuff that the outro says. But truth be told, we know a lot of y'all don't listen to the outro. As soon as you say, all right, we out of here, then the music play, people was hanging up or they clicking off the link. So, you know, that's all of our contact information. Holler at us, you know. If you're a person that's very outspoken and you feel like you agree, you disagree, you want to form an opinion, you want to challenge us, or you want to rock with us on the show, either way, it's all good. Hit us up, man. We might can set that up. We have no problem bringing people on the show as guests. You don't have to be famous or a local superstar or anything. You just can be a person with an opinion, highly outspoken, and ready to talk, not shy of being on air. Let's get it. Let's go. You know what I mean? That's all our contact information. Make sure you hit us up. Follow us. Holler at us. You know what I mean? We're going to keep bringing it every Wednesday now. Every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 347-838-9540. That's the call-in number. That's pretty much what it is. Nizzy? Did I just leave nothing left to say? Like,
no.
Drop the mic and just walk away.
Like,
off, and just walk away and the curtains close.
Like, you don't say it all. You took 10 minutes to say all that. You don't say it all. I'm like, what else is there to say?
I'm freaking amped, Nizzy. You know when it comes to this topic, I always get amped.
I see that. I see. You need to calm down. It's bedtime for me.
Any final words for the people, for the listeners, Nizzy?
No, just pretty much what I said, you know, do your research, you know, I'm getting tired. Make sure, you know, you fill your kids in with the research as well. You know, don't believe what the media tells you because it's not always true. I'm done.
Can't stress that enough. Definitely can't stress that enough. And once again, thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure you catch us next Wednesday and every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is our new time. We'll no longer be on Mondays at 9 p.m. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Holler at us. Call in 347-838-9540. You know what it is. It's Real Talk Radio. It's your boy, Tay Real.
I am Nizzy Nae.
And we are out of here. We'll catch you next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nae. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.